Praise the Lord. Here we are at the round table once more. And again, I have with me Pastor Ralston and Dr. Evans. And we really would like to hear from more of you out there. We've heard from a couple of you in the last month, and we'd like to hear from some more of you. Just send us a note and tell us that you heard us. Sure, we would like to have an offering from you, but even more so, it's important to us to know that you are out there and that you're listening. That's the most important thing.
Please send your blessings and letters of support to Signs P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, USA, or phone our voicemail, 607-427-8550, or email bj@neaiga.org.
The topic of this program, this part of the program, is RFID chips. And what we're seeing today in RFID chipping is that they're becoming more and more advanced in the chipping for humans. Technology has advanced to the point where it's feasible to implant those same advanced microchips in human beings. And there's some pros and cons to this. Some of the pros are this. Cheap implantable devices are quick, low-cost implementation has made chipping easier and affordable. It takes about 20 minutes and doesn't require stitches. Now, I'm not saying that we approve of this. This is just some of the pros. Chip tracking and scanning is reliable thanks to wireless GPS. Now, that's important because I think that is bringing this chip towards the mark of the beast more than anything else, and RFID scanning networks. Parents are increasingly looking to technology to provide child safety solutions. In fact, 75% of parents in the United Kingdom say they would buy their child a tracking device. So, gentlemen, what do you think about this? If this is not the mark of the beast, this ability to be tracked by GPS in this chip, which I have said for a long time was going to happen, and everybody said it wouldn't because it was too small, well, now it's happening. You don't have to believe it's the mark, but it sure looks like it might be used by the beast system, the Antichrist, for the mark. Dr. Evans.
I totally agree with you. It's a very dangerous thing. There's a lot of good points on it. I'm not saying they're not. For an example, though, they just had a man that run over his babysitter by accident. So he told them, and when they checked his car, because he had one of those systems in his car, they found out that he was 3 hours on a back road in an abandoned house with that babysitter before he ran over her. And the charges changed to murder. And I'm only saying that to show you that they can track your every step, even though you're honest. They'll know where you're at all the time. And anytime they want you, they're going to come and get you. And I believe that this will end up being the mark of the beast.
Well, you know, there are a lot of them out there that don't think that the chip is the mark. But I agree with you, Dr. Evans. I think that this will end up being the mark of the beast. It's the most practical thing that they can possibly use. Some of them believe in this nanotechnology. But I tell you the truth, nanotechnology is not where the mark of the beast is going to be. I don't believe that at all.
Pastor Ralston. When I thinking about this just recently, I was thinking that how much less it is than God's best to watch over the people, which he has done for many years. The Bible says in Psalms 139 that he's everywhere, the psalmist said, no matter where I go, his presence is always there. The scripture tells us about the angels of God, the innumerable company, and how they're able to be there for those that are going to inherit his salvation. They're agents of fire and all this. And how much God could do for us. And then here now we've lowered our faith to trusting in man. And the best that man can come up with, and I'm degrading it, it's these RFID chips so that we can keep an eye on our children, keep an eye on our animals, keep an eye on our elderly, maybe if they lose their mind, etc., and all this. We're no longer trusting in God, but we're going to be trusting in the transmission of what man has put together. And I'm thinking, how stupid, really, because if a storm came and certain things happened, how quickly that transmission could be lost. If something, some disaster, how quickly we could no longer spot where exactly, you know, somebody is, but we're putting our full trust in this, and then we want to implant it. Don't you see that it's not all about really true protection, but control And many understand that, that it's like Big Brother watching over you, that it's a major, major loss of freedom. Yet so many are joining the bandwagon saying this is the way to go and this is going to bring the peace and prosperity that we desire in the world ahead. And I'm just saying unto you, no way. It's never going to happen. And it's going to be, you know, the loss of many lives is going to result, and more so than the saving of lives.
Amen. Socialism is taking over the world. And in doing so, there's propaganda involved. The New World Order elite, who would track our every move, who would support the Antichrist when he comes on the scene, they're saying and doing the things that they're saying and doing, just like you said, Pastor Ralston, to give us, and you too, Dr. Evans, to give us the idea that these suggestions will help us. Who doesn't love their child? Who doesn't want to make sure their child is safe? What easier way would it be to put this mark over on us than to use children? Secondly, we just heard Dr. Evans preach about all the droughts and the shortages of water. And I've said for years that one of the things they're going to use to control the population of the world is food and water. And now we're seeing the fact, and you mentioned it even with Dr. Evans, even with the corn and these things, the turkeys, that all these things that are happening where the food is becoming smaller, less supply, water is becoming scarce. It's not so much the drought as far as the drought goes, the heat. The drought causes a shortage of water. The drought causes a shortage of food. And in the end, what does the word say about the mark? Buy or sell. And I'll tell you, I think that's pointed mostly at sustaining things that we need to sustain our life. The Bible also says in one portion of Scripture, woe unto them who give suck in those days. Now, why would the Bible say that? It's very simple. Because the parent that has a young child would be very tempted to take the mark that the child might survive. You and I might think, well, we'll not take it. We'll starve. We'll dehydrate because of water. But when it comes down to causing our child to starve or dehydrate, could we do it? What do you think, Dr. Evans?
I totally agree with you. I've always told people that it's going to sound very good. They're going to tell you that people won't be able to rob from you. It'll do away with drugs. I mean, there'll be no crime out there in the world, all because everybody will have to have this and they can catch the bad people. But on the other side, when we begin to look what happens to us, they can control us. They can watch every move that we make. Another thing, most important thing, the Bible says if we take it, there's absolutely no way we can get into heaven. We're lost forever. I would never take it. Whatever it is, I wouldn't take it because the Bible warns us. And we need to realize the warning, and God knows why, because the Antichrist, I believe, is going to want to know where you are every second of the day, that he can send his troops to get you anytime he wants and stop you from whatever you're doing. If you think you're going to preach the gospel with that chip on, you may have good thoughts in your mind, but he's going to hear what you say too, and they're going to be right there to arrest you, kill you. And then he can't go to heaven. Don't take it.
Don't take it. But how do we know not to take it? Well, I can tell you one of the things that will help you out. The Bible very clearly says where the mark of the beast will be placed. I mean, it's not on your driver's license. It's not on your credit card, although these are all things that are leading to the acceptance of the mark on the body. But the mark is on your body. It says the back of the hand or the forehead. These are the places that you need to say, no, I will not take this mark. I will not do it. I don't think I'd like it on my back either or anywhere, but we know for a fact that it's a mark when it's on the forehead or the back of the hand. By the way, nanotechnology is inside the person. It's not on the forehead or the back of the hand. Pastor Ralston.
It is definitely an hour that we need to really begin to trust the Lord if you haven't been and you're a Christian, to know that God can take care of you no matter what. The Scripture plainly shows us that it's the mark of the beast that says you can't buy or sell unless you have the mark. And so, hey, did you not know that God could take care of you? You know, did not God take care of everyone as recorded in the Scriptures when they were down and out and they had great difficulty? And so they may threaten and try to starve us or thirst us out. But, you know, we have a God that's greater than their tactics, and he can provide that which you have need of. And the scripture shows us he did it for the widow who had very little in her barrel, and God produced there. And Elijah, who was fed by the birds, God is very, very, very capable. He had manna come down from the sky for the children of Israel when they're out in the wilderness. So I believe that we need to exercise. Now, if you're a mother who is nursing a child, yeah, it's going to be a very, very trying time. However, God is able still to meet your needs. That mark is a mark of damnation. Don't take it. And just remember, because you've accepted the Son, Jesus Christ, God has already marked you out to protect you until you go to be with him for all eternity. Just trust him with all your heart. I remember the story in the scripture, and even when it considered, I believe it was Hagar, and she cried out, how much more for you, for a child of the promise? If you cry out to God, God will take care of your needs.
I was thinking about something as was saying that, especially because there's a drought right now, and a lot of you might say, well, we'd have to take that to have water. Have you got an old stick out in your yard? Well, if you do, I want you to remember what the Bible says. Moses took an old stick and hit a rock, and he got water. God can give you water out of a rock.
Praise God. Don't be offended, Dr. Evans, but you scared me when you started talking about that. I thought, old stick, he's not going to come up with a divining rod here, is he? You don't want to do that, folks. I've had Christians come to me and say, well, I know this guy that divines, he'll find your well for you. Uh-uh. No, we don't do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, I was thinking the same thing. You know, God can provide our water. He did it with a stick and breaking the rock. He did it with the manna from heaven. He did it for many other things, the quail and all those things. And he can do it for you. The main thing is when God provides, that you don't gather more than you need. Because we know what happened when they gathered more than they needed, he quit providing. Amen? So if you're going to gather a little more, make sure it's for someone else who can't gather and you give it to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Does anybody else have anything that they want to say on the RFID chip or the mark? If not, I'm going to move on. Okay. I'd like to talk a little bit now about apostasy. Apostasy, the dictionary says, is an abandoning of what one has believed in as a faith, cause, or principle. I want to read a little report and then we'll get into this. A Catholic university is giving an award to a goddess-worshipping theologian. The Department of Theology and Physiology of Berry University, which is run by the Dominican Sisters of Adrian, Michigan, will give an award for the theological excellence in January to a radical feminist theologian, Sister Elizabeth A. Johnson. Now, please, this is not a relative of mine. I have nothing to do with this, continuing with the article I'm reading here. Sister Elizabeth, and again, it's not my sister, they call all nuns sister. Sister Elizabeth, who advocates goddess worship, actively dissents from the Church's infallible teaching of the invalidity of the women's ordinations and promotes the cause of world government and a one world order. In her book, She Who Is, that's published by Crossroad, and Sister Elizabeth announced that the time has come to stop addressing God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and addressing Him as She Who Is. For this, she won awards and a promotion to Distinguished Professor of Theology at Catholic Fordham University. Now, I'd just like to make a comment here to those of you listening. If you buy this insanely apostate nonsense, you deserve to go to a very literal hell that was designed by a holy God for all who oppose him. Any comments, Dr. Evans?
I agree with you. The sad part of it, as you were reading that and telling us about that, had come to the magazine Crossroad. I thought, what a long way down the wrong road they've gone when they used to stand for right. And then they'd allow something like this to be published. They agree with something like this. But you know, we're seeing this with Charisma magazine. We're seeing this with many of the religious magazines. We're seeing exactly what the Bible says, the falling away. They're turning to another gospel. They're thinking about electing a man for president as a Muslim. Can you imagine that in the United States? Maybe people aren't awake to that fact, but they need to wake up. there's only one God. We serve only one God. This country was founded under one God, and they're letting all these others come in, and as the others come in, then they've got to bow to this one, and they've got to bow to that one. I'm not bowing to them. There's only one God. Watch out, or you'll find yourself falling away, turning to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all,
that's right,
and that'll lead you to hell.
That's right. Amen. Let me quickly inject just a little piece of scripture because it goes right along with what you were just saying. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, paraphrased. But there was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent because of the appointed day when he will judge this world. Pastor Ralston.
It's very sad to say, but this spirit of goddess worship is spreading in the schools too.
Yes.
I have seen it little bits, and now it's coming out bold. In the Word, we read in Genesis chapter 3 where the serpent blatantly said to Eve that you shall not surely die, which was a bold lie to counter what the Lord God, Father God, said, that if you eat of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden, you shall surely die. And I did a little bit of study and realized that the big blatant lie that's come forth, and I just couldn't believe it when I read it, was these feminists of goddess worship group are saying that God was once a woman. This truth needs to be brought out because I don't know if people realize it. And so because the woman failed in her cause to be that, men took over in a very militant way, and now the women have to come back forth, you know, and grab a hold of what they lost. And talk about a lie from the pit of hell. And so, you know, we're seeing this, I understand, through yoga and things like that. Oh, another thing I read concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, it was very strong in that, the goddess worship, and I didn't ever realize that. And it's no wonder God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, which is today still a wilderness that is still the evidence of sulfur there, and there are those that have gone there and discovered it. Well, the scripture very clearly says that in the last days, he's not going to destroy the world by flood, but by fire. I can see why now he will do that, according to 2 Peter 3:10. It is because of this goddess worship. Even Daniel talks about a strange God that is being served. And so as I'm piecing this together and did a little bit of study, I realized that, wow, what a total turnaround. Instead of calling good, good, all of a sudden good is evil and evil is good. And that's exactly what goddess worship is. It's evil. Now, to see it coming up in the Catholic Church, wow, that is a tremendous heresy that is infiltrating the church. Well, church, if you are the church, don't get a hold of it. Because even as Paul showed us in his word, God did make man first, and it was Eve, the weaker one, who went ahead and ate of the fruit. Don't lose your stance. Don't give way when God has called you to rise up, but be the person that God has called you to be. Oh, it's a shame to know some men have put down the women. Just look at Jesus for the perfect example and how he treated the women. It was a woman who first gave the declaration that Jesus rose from the dead. God has a special place for the woman. Oh, yes, indeed. But never in Scripture does he indicate that the woman should be the head. And that's why I believe Paul instructed that he does not permit a woman to speak. And in many situations, she shouldn't for the proper leadership. So we see this infiltrating, and it's going to get worse, sad to say, because these are the last days. But don't buy into it.
Well, there are so many comments I could make on what he just said. I would like to say one thing, that public schools, at least here in the United States, are no longer education centers. They're indoctrination centers. And the other thing, as you were speaking and talking about goddess worship, and you brought in Sodom and Gomorrah, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Because if God was a woman, then a woman can procreate without a man. There is that faction in the world today, which is a Sodom and Gomorrah faction, by the way, a lesbian faction, that would like to be able to procreate without a man. But you know, the God that I serve doesn't say that. It's not in his word, it's not his holy scripture, and it's wrong, wrong, wrong. As a matter of fact, the scripture says the exact opposite. It's an abomination to a holy God. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31, and I love this one. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Think of today. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people, God said, my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Any comments?
The Bible is filled with warnings about the last days, about the false prophets, the false teachers. We're seeing them. They're out there. And they're leading you away. I mean, they're stuffing their own pockets. I heard one the other day. It's got a $12.5 million home. How many of you out there got a $12.5 million home? I mean, he lives in Hollywood, up with the Hollywood stars, so it's understandable. But isn't it a shame that he uses God's money that way? And we're seeing these people out there. And the sad part is many people just sit there, listen to their TV, and think this is church. Send money to them that they can buy themselves another $12.5 million house or have a $23,000 toilet to sit on. I mean, boy, we're seeing it in America today like never before. All these false people that God's going to judge. You know, they think they're not going to be judged. Well, God's going to judge them. I'll tell you, he's going to come down on them hard, very, very hard. Jesus didn't need all those fancy things. His heart was to preach the gospel, to reach as many as he could. And he told us that we're supposed to do the same. The Bible talks about hirelings. Have we forgot that scripture? We've got a lot of hirelings out there. You know, they're in it for the money. And the sad part is, it says when the fox or the wolf or the bear comes to attack the sheep, which is the people, they're going to flee. They're going to run. They're not going to be there to help you. Find yourself a true shepherd who walks like Jesus did, who teaches like Jesus did. He'll be there for you because he loves you.
As I said so many times, no, we don't need your offerings for frequency 3.185. It's taken care of. But you know, Dr. Evans, if we had a tithe of that $12.5 million, we could flood the airways with the end times coming kingdom of God message.
Amen.
Not the kingdom of God on earth, but the coming kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So those of you out there that haven't sent in something, why don't you consider it? We don't want you to send in anything because we coerce you or talk you into it. But if God's speaking to you, then I think you better obey. Pastor Olson?
Now, this comment is not in regards to shut-ins and the like, but to those of you who decided that TV is going to be your church and you're going to listen to the TV ministers, I got news to you that not the majority of the teachings or a lot of the teachings that you're hearing on TV doesn't necessarily mean they're the Word of God. So many people are accepting what they're saying and falling into it. And, you know, isn't it the Berean church that they really looked into the scriptures very diligently? If you would look into the scriptures very diligently of what you're hearing on TV, you may find that it doesn't line up with what many times, I'm not going to say every time, but many times you're hearing on TV. God didn't intend you to fellowship with people on TV that you can't touch. But he intended for you to fellowship with people that you can touch. And so if you want to get into the right place, you need to pray and ask the Lord to guide and direct you. And believe me, he's going to guide you and direct you. But you need to have that in your heart that you will follow him no matter what. You'll follow Jesus, I'm saying. You'll pick up your cross and follow him. He may say unto you today to go to another state altogether so that you can please him in all his ways. Hey, it's time to hear what God is saying. Just don't pick up what every Tom, Dick, or Harry is preaching on the television, but hear what Jesus is truly saying. Amen.
Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, let's move on from that. Praise the Lord. There's something 666 about what's happening, not only in the things we've already discussed, but there are diseases today that are becoming very dangerous that up until today were normal, everyday things that live within our bodies. But all of a sudden, this bacterium has mutated and become dangerous. So let me read a little something and we'll talk about that. Normal viruses mutating into dangerous viruses. A mutated version of a common cold virus
has caused 10 deaths in the last 18 months, United States health officials have said. Adenovirus usually causes respiratory infections that aren't considered lethal, but a new variant has caused at least 104 illnesses in New York, Oregon, Washington, and Texas. CDC, which that's the Center of Disease Control, CDC officials don't consider the mutation to be a cause for alarm. Now, isn't that shocking? For most people, and they're not recommending any new precautions for the public. It's an uncommon infection, they say. AD14 form of adenovirus was first identified in 1955, and it's been detected rarely, but seems to be growing more common. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that, or if this is a similar virus, but we might even be talking about the MRSA virus or the MSRA virus, which we've seen in this area that we live in. We've seen it in the schools in this area. It's just becoming a curse. I'm going to let Pastor Ralston speak to this one first, because I have a feeling he might have an inside look for us.
Well, I can tell you that indeed it hit our school and schools that were around us. And, of course, we had to respond to it. And it's interesting that how the response is. Most of the time it's just getting a different type of cleaner to kind of throw it off. And you just go from cleaner to cleaner, in a sense, before it gets a chance to get used to the cleaner you're using. Everybody is getting stuff in their classroom, learning how to wash their hands and hygiene. And these things are wonderful. Praise the Lord for good cleanliness. But the truth and the reality is, according to Deuteronomy, I believe it's in chapter 28, that it says very clearly that if you'll hear God's voice, the blessings will come. And sickness, disease, virus, all these kinds of things won't even come near you. However, it also tells us there's a cursing that will come upon you if you don't hear God's voice. Now, I say this with all love, with all compassion. For our own country, we as a whole are not listening to the voice of God. In fact, we have rejected God himself. We have rejected his son. As a result, a curse has come upon our nation. I know that's bold language, but if we don't face the truth, how can we ever deal with it as an individual? Well, those cursings get worse. Once the cursing comes and the pestilences come and the diseases come, they only increase and become worse. That alone should scare us back to, hey, maybe we're doing something that's not right. And so, yes, continue your hygiene. But just remember, there's something that's greater than hygiene, and it's the holiness of God. Hearing the voice of the Lord should be utmost, especially for the Christians. And I'll tell you that sickness will not come nigh your door. Now, if the sickness has come nigh your door and you're ready to cry out, don't you read in the scriptures, all that came to Jesus with their sickness and diseases were healed. He still will heal you today. The delivering power of God is still there for you today. That's my heart.
Dr. Owens.
Yes, we are seeing all this. God said in the last days we'd see sicknesses and disease and pestilence. And if, just like there was saying back in Exodus, he promised the children of Israel that if they'd serve him and serve no other God, none of these sicknesses or diseases shall enter your dwelling. And we've forsaken God. Not us, but, the world. Last night it was talking on television. We're seeing something that you used to only see one in maybe 20,000 women that when they got pregnant to have a child they couldn't eat all through their whole pregnancy. This is accelerating now. It's accelerating. It's just one of the end time signs that the blessings on America have left a long time ago. When we took God out of the school, when we turned our back on God, these blessings left. Now these common things that they say if you wash your hands good, you won't get them. Well, how come people are getting them? It's like Brother said, you can change your detergent 50 times a day, and maybe you can stay ahead of it. I'll tell you a better way. Serve God with all your heart. And he said, none of these sicknesses or disease or pestilence shall enter your dwelling.
Amen.
I believe we're seeing a warning from God, just
yes.
Like he warned Egypt.
Yep.
We're seeing the plagues that are coming upon the land today, just like they came upon the land in Egypt when they had submitted to Pharaoh, and many of them had bowed down to Pharaoh's gods.
Yep.
But what we're seeing is something that should wake us up.
That's right.
Just like Dr. Evans just said, we need to wake up. We need to get our eyes and our heart focused on a holy God. And this holy God is a he, not a she, by the way. You focus on the she, and the pestilences will knock at your door. You focus on the he, and you stand a chance. Not only do you stand a chance, but you have the promise of God that you stand a chance. So you need to back off from all this other stuff. We need to get away from the worldly ways. The Word says very clearly, come out from among them, and he will receive us as his sons and his daughters. So if you want to be received by God as a son or as a daughter, depending on your sex, whoever's listening out there, I suggest to you that you come out from among a depraved, perverse, sick, adulterated world. Come to the kingdom of God, where blessings and honor and glory are, and where all this other stuff gets washed by the blood of the Lamb, and you'll walk free, and you'll be free, and you'll be healed. This is Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Thank you for listening. I wanted to say my simple but very urgent message, the last day's signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.